Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Suzanne, if you'd be so kind as to do the honor.
Commissioner DeGennaro.
Present.
Commissioner Leonard.
Present.
Commissioner Glaude.
Present.
Is there anyone from the public that would like to speak? Is there anyone from the public that would like to speak? For the final time, is there anyone from the public that would like to speak? Anyone from the public? Do you have a chance to read the document of the agenda?
Yes, sir. I'll make a motion that... I'll make a motion that we accept them as written.
Can we get a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, I'll make a motion to adopt the minutes. You guys have a chance to read them?
Yes.
I second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So be. Old business, any old business?
I used to be old at this point, just about the SRO position. I sat in the meetings with Doc Conway and everything. We're on board. That went through theirs, and they approved it on their end as well. So we're going to be looking to move forward with the SROs part.
Okay. New business.
Nothing for new business.
New business time.
I don't know if you've seen it yet, Chief. But I guess Council and Dave would like to speak to us about the active shooter.
Yeah, I saw the email today.
It's been a while since we've done one.
Right, 15 years, right?
Yeah. So maybe we could sit down with the two of them and put something together. I don't have to be extensive, but at least we want people to know what and how.
Yeah, Townsend came back, and he's going to try to run the supervisor, our next supervisor's meeting, just to go over like the coordination of everything, but I think a large-scale thing would benefit everybody, too. So
it's been a while.
Logistics is going to be...
And that's going to be the biggest issue. Even if it was on the city, the initial response wasn't what people were expecting, and once it was found what... the issue was.
Yeah.
It was, how do we get this here? How do we fix this? How do we move this? And I was talking to somebody the other day, there's still a warehouse full of stuffed animals up there.
Wow.
That just came in. I mean, everybody was overwhelmed by what was going on.
Sure.
So.
No, I think that'd be beneficial for everybody.
Okay. Department reports.
Activity report, pretty consistent with everything. We've been trending. Motor vehicle thefts have been down, especially since last year, which is a good thing. Narcotics-wise, you'll see the arrests. Those stem from smoke shops. We did compliance checks with them. We are working with the Attorney General's Office and the City's Corporation Council to see if we go progress going civilly with them. Letters have been sent to the landlords of the three shops that we consistently go to, and they're still selling cannabis. So hopefully we're going to follow up through our corporation council, but hopefully we'll get some movement.
Is it an interpretation thing on their part, or is it just blatant?
So we had with the stores?
Yeah.
No, it's the owners know what they're doing, but they're hiring these kids, and a lot of them are... people from other countries that have come here, and they probably don't know the laws. They see an established business and assume it's not illegal, so they're probably just taking advantage of these kids.
Yeah. Damn, this sucks.
Yeah. So that's what I have. Activity-wise, budget-wise, everything's looking good. We're slightly over in overtime, but that could be... We're waiting on $12,000 back from the state for a DUI grant that we're running. That's coming out of our overtime wages. If we inject that money back into it, we're only over less than 1%, which is fine. That's manageable.
How are the new training going?
Good. The three recruits are moving. That's the only line that we're over is the FTO stuff.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That's, I mean...
You got three new...
Yeah, three guys progressing through. They're about... 25 days in each, no issues. Nice. They're all like, all hearing good stuff about them. They're all where they should be. They're fitting in cultural-wise here.
With the people.
Yeah, nice. And they're all eager to learn, which that's all you want.
That's a great start.
Yeah, no.
You've got two males and a female, right?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
How's the female doing? Good.
Good, yeah. This week she's on midnight, so she's going through that stuff. She was at the fire, freezing, realizing it's important to pack extra clothes and jackets. Yes. You never know what's going to happen.
This is Derby.
Yeah.
This is Derby. But that's awesome. I bumped into one of them, Bill Sullivan, on the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw you, he was the one there with Steph.
Yeah, Lil Sullivan. Yeah, he's doing good.
Yeah, he's doing good. So everything. That's why I inquired about the other ones, because
they're all doing good. No questions or concerns about any of them.
Awesome. That's good news. That's good news.
Yeah, along that too, we opened up the hiring portal. We're looking for two replacement because Rivera had left, and then anticipation of the chief going. So we have two seats tentatively scheduled for July, the first week of July. So we'll see. They're gonna start calling in for interviews in a few weeks. We'll run the oral board and start moving along.
I like the proactivity in that aspect of it.
Yeah, instead of waiting, gotta get ahead of it.
Yeah, yep.
Beautiful. Okay, communication. We have a letter here from Patrolman Jeffrey Schmalling. He's requesting to roll over 5 unused vacation days into the current year.
Yep. So just background to that, I recommend that we do. Patrolman Schmaling was injured sometime in September running after a suspect. He had to have surgery, so he's been out. So those 2 months he was unable to use his time, so we recommend that he's allowed to carry over his days.
I'll make a motion that we accept Patrolman Schmaling's request to roll over his 5 days.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So be it.
He thanks you in advance.
Traffic authority business?
Nothing for the LTA.
For me, I just have something, and this is just on a personal. I think we should start looking at High Street again as possibly one. Especially, it's more evident now that we have the snow that's not melting. Every time you go up and down it, you see little pieces of fenders because people have to move over at the last minute. I don't know which direction would be the most prudent way to go, I think, going down. But again, I use that road, and I don't mind if we look at it turning it into a one-way in any capacity whatsoever.
It was at one time.
I'm sure
was
the residents...
Yes.
I'm sure the residents will hate that, but...
Well, and it became a furor thing because, you know, well, how am I going to get down the hill? I got to go all the way out of my way to get there. But, you know, that road's...
That road, it's waiting for something bad to happen to react. And rather us looking at it proactively.
Yeah.
And if we look at it proactively and we say there's no need to change it, then we did our due diligence.
Yeah. Just
like the High Street when they wanted that. I mean, the top of High Street where they wanted the light change, everything like that. If we do our due diligence when the first accident happens, mm-hmm. we said we looked at it, we investigated it, and we did not see anything.
Yeah, I think... road engineering wise, there's not much you can do.
Not much you can do, yeah.
I know. Now without major.
No, I can think of the 1 year that they made it a one way because of the snow. I think that was, 2013
when we had that bad snow. Yeah, when the 12th sweep. Again, you look at it right now, again, like I said, I use that point of egress all the time.
It was made one way, and that was, there was a school bus accident at the bottom of Gilbert High, right in there, and that was, God, Artie was on. I don't know how long ago that was.
What's that?
But it was a school bus coming down, somebody trying to go up, and they met at Gilbert.
At
the bottom of that steep hill.
Yeah.
And the bus actually went into a building right at the corner there. Yeah.
You couldn't even think about it from the... I was not going up and down during the fire either. Figured that, 34 shut down. That could have been a nightmare right there. But again, like I said, it's something we should think about.
It's just the road's not engineered for today's traffic.
No. I mean, today's big vehicles, you have those delivery Amazon delivery trucks going up and down that road constantly. Yeah, so something we should think about looking into.
What would you recommend, Chief, for us to start with?
I mean, it'll come through us. I don't know city's engineer, but at some point bring in Public Works to feasibility of doing it.
What if,
I don't know that you could reconstruct that road, so
you can't reconstruct
the only option would probably be one way.
Is there any way we could put a counter to see what's the normal traffic flow through there?
Yeah, I'm sure we could get one through the T2 center.
I think that would help.
That would probably be this first step.
It would basically help judgment a little bit better.
Yeah,
exactly.
See how many cars are passing on a daily basis.
Yeah, that'd be huge. Yeah, because again, like I said, you look at that road. I mean.
It's always been that way.
Yeah, so it's been that way. But I was just thinking about it, just even like
it's the one turn where Tino's garage was, right?
Yeah.
Can't see.
We had a first responder go to that garage once.
Yeah.
Because you know, again.
Yeah, I remember a kid a long time
ago. Yeah. So it's just something you know. I just wanted to put out there. So that's my one thing.
And then we got to take up the Blue Drivers under LTA. Or?
We didn't have it under it because we were going to do them all at once.
Oh, yeah.
I think the time constraints are still enough time because. None of them until the spring, anyway.
Yeah, none of them until first one is weekend of
May.
May. Yeah.
When storms, Tom? Do you know?
I can't remember. It's.
I have it in here somewhere.
Yeah, just at your convenience.
I'll look for it right now. For it, I think I might have Jared Heon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thomas Biggs. What the hell I do with him?
He said, "I got it." It was on the 15th. I forwarded to him. A 14 chief for
you. Oh, you got storms?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Chief Group.
Oh, here it is. I got it now.
Okay. I just sent it to you. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you will have all of them now so we can put them on, like I said. Still waiting for East End. As soon as they get it to me, I'll get it over to you guys.
Right.
I'll remind them right after this meeting.
All right.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Yeah, I apologize. I just found it.
Because he was the first one. As soon as I requested it from all the houses, he sent it the next day.
Oh, Jerry's on it.
We try to keep it the same day.
Ours the same day as well. That's why I know the police always keep theirs.
Oh, you have to go through them yet, right?
We'll do it next meeting.
Yep.
Yeah.
Great. I guess we're all set.
Unless you guys got anything else for me.
I'll make that motion.
What do you got, Susanna? Anything?
No.
All right.
I'll second that motion, sir.
All in favor?
All right.